Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistant, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm going to apologize straight out of the chute. It sounds like we have some static that we can't seem to get rid of. So we'll just talk a little bit louder and maybe a little bit slower and get through it. So please be, just kind of bear with us. So this week I am interviewing two very interesting guests who have teamed up to bring a cutting-edge process to create real breakthroughs in money and increase your business. Nanakasha, I think I'm saying that right, CHT is a hypnotherapist, a spiritual money attraction and wealth creation mentor, and a wealth esteem expert, and I love that term. She is also a number one best-selling author of Already Rich, Secrets to Master Your Money Mind. Now, Lauren Fogelman has been here before, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her again. Since 1984, Lauren has provided support through therapy, focusing on the mindset to help her clients reach their peak potential, and several other things that she'll probably chat about. Lauren is also a master's level therapist, passionately devoted to helping her clients reach their peak potential. Our static just went away. She is also a certified advanced emotional freedom techniques practitioner, or EFT. So Nan and Lauren are going to share with you today the five key areas that people and entrepreneurs, who are basically the same, but not everybody's an entrepreneur, get stuck in creating where they need more income, when they're trying to attract money, and building a business and a life that's aligned with purpose and passion. These ladies teamed up to create a new program called Wealthy You, Creating Breakthroughs in Money, which will be available in early August. Just a few days. So ladies, welcome to the show. And before we get started, could you tell our listeners just a little bit about how you came to work together on your new project and who you are?
Hi, Denise. This is Lauren Fogelman. And
hi,
first
Lauren.
Of all, thank you so much for having me back again. I have been looking forward to it.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always nice to chat with you.
Yeah.
And thanks so much, Denise.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And basically, So basically, as far as how we got together, I was originally a guest on Nanakasha's Blog Talk radio show and found that we were very like-minded in how we looked at things with helping people clear their blocks to having more wealth, money, and happiness in their life, using some similar techniques as far as law of attraction and energy clearings. And it just came to me that I wanted to really create a program that would help people actually move through some of the barriers so that they can really reach the next level of success in their life, having more money, more wealth, more free time, and that it wasn't a struggle. And Nan was the person I was inspired to work with. I reached out to her. She immediately said yes, and then we just went into creation, and we're now at the point where we're getting ready to launch the Wealthy You, Creating Breakthroughs in Money series on Wednesday, August 4th at 6 p.m. Pacific. So that's how we got to where we are right now.
What I'd like to point out here to people who are listening, I get a lot of questions about how do you start a joint venture partnership. You just explained it. That's how you do it. You just reach out to people who you can work with and you just go for it. So essentially, you just explained joint venture. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a brilliant explanation. So, Nan, how about you? What is your take?
Well, my passion is to help people really understand that they are naturally, that their natural state is wealthy, one of abundance and wealth in all areas of life. And I really have a passion for You know, one of the things I found is that the statistics show that 80% of the population of the earth is living in poverty. And this is all caused by lack mentality. And so it's, like you said, it's wonderful because right now co-creation is more important than ever. There's more opportunity than ever, and it's really about making those connections. And as soon as you meet up with people who have similar, you know, passions that you do, similar audiences that you do, you can come together and create the most amazing things. And the power of two and then multiplies out from there is so amazing. So it was, you know, it's wonderful to be able to connect with people like Lauren who have the same passion, that are creating breakthroughs with their clients, and to really address what's going on today. You know, today the world is changing. The economy is changing. The way we do business is changing, and it's never going back. And what I see are people sitting around waiting. You know, they're afraid, they're in fear, they're in doubt, they don't know what to do, they're afraid to take a step forward. Maybe they've lost their job, maybe they want to start a business. There has never been a better time, never. And yet what we really see is between the news and a lot of the, you know, negative perceptions out there is that this is terrible, and it's not. We can't keep doing business the way we've been doing. We can't keep relating to each other the way we've been doing. So this is all a really good thing. And it's the perfect time for people to step up and take this opportunity to create the life that they love and look at how to help people. Helping people right now, what could be more important? There are so many people who need problem solved, who need fear reduced, who need to understand what their direction is. And it's time for us to tap into that passion that we have. We each have a talent and a passion for something that we're really good at and we can share with people. So co-creating with Lauren and then getting the opportunity to work with people who either want to start a business or take their business to a new level, who know, I we hear all the time from people who say, I know there's something in my way. I know there's something blocking me. I'm stuck. I don't know why. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're specialists at. And it's really fun and it's really profound when you have people create these changes. So I really want people, your audience, to understand, because you obviously have business-minded people, is that this is the perfect time to grow or expand or start a business. And it's just a matter of understanding that things are different than they used to be. It's a different way of doing business, and it's time to really step into who you truly are instead of doing things for money that you don't like just to get the bills paid. That's not working for people anymore, and everybody knows that. So we're very excited to be able to create these breakthroughs for people and guide them along the way to find their passion and then bring it out to the world. That's how we're going to change things.
Well, you're preaching to the choir, because that is exactly my mindset. I've been saying for years that people who are working in, particularly in my industry, the virtual assistance, you know, industry, more and more people are coming into the industry or trying to break into the industry, as they should, but they still have that, well, you know, I need a job mentality. So they'll send, I get resumes every day of the week, including Saturday and Sunday, and I'll get resumes that basically tell me that what these people are trying to do is replace their old income. They're not trying to create a career. They're still in that mindset, as you said, that old way of doing things, but they're thinking they can do what they were doing in an office and do it at home. It's not at all the same thing, but we're here to guide them and show them how to do it. But you're right, things are changing. They are changed permanently, and people are going to go more and more, I believe, towards being contractors and entrepreneurs, you know, contractors meaning a 1099 contractor working with and for other people. So I agree with you. I mean, I don't see that America is going to be able to sustain the jobs that we used to have, or the job mentality that we used to have, in any meaningful way. I think things are shifting dramatically. I could be wrong.
You know,
that's just my observation.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I was having a conversation this week that really, really inspired me, and it was around this topic, and it was around even how the government is actually looking for who has a way to create more entrepreneurs, who has a way of creating more jobs, who has a way of shifting this, you know, this slipping, because nobody really knows where we're going. And it's very exciting, but the key is that in the U.S., we were built from that entrepreneurial spirit, and we got away from it. And yes, jobs have been outsourced, and yes, industry has changed, but that doesn't mean it's terrible. It doesn't mean that there's no opportunity. It means it's time to fire up that entrepreneurial spirit again and go back to our roots and really pull out that individuality and go back to small business. This is what built this country. This is what is going to take us into a whole new era. And with the internet, we can access the entire world from our home. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Denise, I would love to add something to that. One of the points I think that you made really well was about the fact that people are showing up as entrepreneurs as they always had been as an employee. And mm-hmm. it's not that they can't get an entrepreneurial mindset. It's just that they don't know how. Nobody's shown them how. They haven't yet thought out of the box, which
right.
is differently from how they've always been doing something. So one of the things that Nan and I really feel is so important is working with our clients on transformation and how to open them up to thinking in a very different way than they have up until now in order to really change their reality. But also to go back to the fact that our education is based upon, our whole school system is based upon teaching people to be factory workers where they're good at everything because they want you to be well-rounded as opposed to really becoming specialized in your unique talents, the gifts that you were given and that you do so well. And because of that, I feel that that always set people up to being in factories or employees as opposed to being entrepreneurs where they're really connected with their gifts and their purpose and they're moving forward in a way that is easy, authentic, and genuine.
Right. Well, I'm glad to see you guys doing this because from my perspective and from the resumes that I get, it's needed. I think so many people could become very, very successful and very excited about what they do, but they do need to break out of that mindset of, well, you know, I made $30,000 here, I need to make $30,000 again, but I need it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that, and they're coming from a place of panic. And they're also coming from a place of, this is all I know. So I think this is a very important thing to help people with. And, you know, I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
So, ladies, I know that I have questions. I always have questions during these interviews. One of the things that I know you had mentioned in the pre-show outline is that we have breakdowns in our lives right before a big change. Can you explain that to our audience?
I would love to. One of the things that I have seen for myself as well as with my clients is that we tend to be in a comfort zone, and it goes back to our beliefs, our realities, what we've always perceived things to be, and that our minds, our thoughts, our beliefs want us to really stay exactly where we are because it's familiar. However, when you're getting to a point where you are ready to actually take a big leap and do something that is very much connected with your purpose and the direction you ought to be going in, but it's an unknown yet, there's some unfamiliarity about that. You don't exactly know how you're going to get there or how it's going to turn out. What happens is that we tend to have a breakdown, and breakdowns can come in many different forms. They can come in physical aspects. You might all of a sudden start to get sick where you never get sick before, or you might have technical problems that happen with your computer and your phones and so on and so forth. It's different things for different people. And people will say when that happens that, oh, this is the universe giving me a message that I shouldn't be doing it. And so they'll retreat. But I want your listeners to have the awareness that that breakdown is just a test to know that you're really connected with your purpose and that you're very truly focused on your goals and your outcomes, and that you're going to continue to take those steps and move forward, just focusing on what's right in front of you right now, not worrying about the how, just really connected to the destiny, and that as you continue to move forward, you will take that leap of faith, get to that other side, and it's probably going to be even better than you ever imagined it was going to be.
Great. I, you know, we've all had that. And I think sometimes you want to just go, oh, I am going to slip around in my jammies and I'm going to eat, you know, donuts and I'm going to kick a wall. But that you can only do that for so long. And then after a while, if you have a sense of humor and a sense of purpose, you do snap out of that, throw the donuts away and brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go do something that is going to actually be helpful for you. I do think that those breakdowns are almost necessary. I think it gives you a break from just the angst and the misery and, you know, the what-ifs and what should I do. And I think if you just wallow in your misery for a short, short period, then when you come out of it, you're stronger. Am I just way off base?
Not at all. What I have seen, though, is that people tend to react in one of three ways when they get to this point. It's like hitting a brick wall. And either they'll hit that brick wall and then they'll fully retreat. And those are the retreaters, and those are the people that might not make it past that first 1 to 5 years in a new business, and they'll go back and get a job. Or else you'll have the people that will hit that brick wall, they'll be in their breakdown, and they'll take a couple steps back, like you said, and kind of sit with it and figure out a game plan, and then once they have the game plan, they'll move forward again. Those are the people I call the marinators. And... well, you know, they had to let it simmer, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like that. And then you're going to have the third type of person who's going to hit that brick wall, and they are going to go for any way that they can to get to the other side, whether it's above it, through it, around it, under it, whatever it takes to continue having that momentum of moving forward towards their goal, because they're so connected and focused on it. And they take a no-excuses approach, and those are implementers. And those are the people that we all know as the most successful in the fields, whether it's the Tony Robbins, the Jack Canfields, the Allie Browns, whoever it might be in the industries that we watch, that those are the people that have really made it to the top. I mean, look at Donald Trump. How many breakdowns did he go through with bankruptcy?
Yeah, several.
And he's always made it back again, if not even more, because he is wired to continue to move forward, and he has that focus, and his focus and his experience is able to help him to recreate millions and wealth over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've always said that an entrepreneur, literally, you know, we don't understand the concept of failure. We fail. We hit roadblocks all the time. And we may have little failures on a daily basis or a weekly basis, and even as Donald Trump, you know, big failures. It doesn't occur to us that that is just a permanent fixture. We just go, well, darn it, and they go to something different.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, too, about, you know, about people like Donald Trump or anybody that you see, one thing I think people really need to grasp is it's not like it's easy for them. You know, a lot of people think, well, it was easy for you, but I can't do it. And that's not true. There isn't a single person out there that had literally overnight success. And there isn't anybody out there who didn't have to shift their mindset, look at their internal issues, you know, look at their fears around money or success or their fear of failure, their fear of, you know, looking stupid or whatever it is. And with the limiting beliefs that most people have and were raised with, like, I don't deserve, you know, good things to happen to me, or I'm not good enough, or who would pay me, we've got to deal with that internal issues. And that's what these people have done. The reason somebody like Donald Trump can lose everything and be negative more money than most of us can conceive of and then come back again is because he has that mindset and he has worked through those issues and he sees himself. He has an internal self-image of a wealthy, successful person. And then he has the tools and he has the resources and he has the connections. But he built those, and those all came from a passion and a drive within. If he was, you know, doing some other business that he was just doing to make money, he wouldn't be where he is right now. His passion is real estate. His passion is making those connections. That's why it works for him. So it's real important that people understand that this is not just an external thing. We tend to think that business or success depends on the economy, and yet more millionaires are made during recessions than any other time because there's huge opportunity. And there's all this stuff going on outside of you is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And that's what's exciting to me about what I do and what Lauren does, is we go onto that internal landscape and we go, What is keeping you stuck? What is, you know, making you procrastinate? What is keeping you in your comfort zone? What is making you think that, be afraid to charge a certain amount for your services? You know, so many entrepreneurs and healers and coaches and people who get started, they're very, very afraid to ask for money, to charge a particular amount. They often discount their rates, maybe give away their services for free. They, if they have one no, one person says no, you know, your service isn't for me, they go into shutdown and they wonder for days on end, what's wrong with me, what did I say wrong, and all of these things. And you have to start within. And so that's what we like to address, is what's going on inside of you that's preventing you from taking that action, from seeing yourself as a wealthy you, as a wealthy person, somebody who gives value and deserves to receive value. Value back. Success and failure are two sides of the same coin. Everything is that way. And failure is nothing more than the way you thought it should have been. It didn't happen that way. But always within anything, even if it's a perceived failure, there's an enormous opportunity. We learn, we grow, we expand our tolerance for stress, we create that courage, we build that self-confidence, we build that new image. And everybody is not meant to be your client, but there's millions and billions of people on the planet. So when you have a business, what you need to do is get perspective and say, how many people do I actually really need as clients? Not the entire world. Right. So it's about aligning who you are and what your message is, and then really building that internal self-confidence, seeing your vision, seeing your way to it, knowing that you're meant to do that, and then just taking those steps. And you know, like what Lauren and I do is very experiential. You know, we use EFT, and I'm a hypnotherapist, and guided imagery, and all these different things that we know work that help people get that tangible feeling, those shifts inside, shifting their beliefs, shifting their perception, shifting their vision, getting clear on where they want to go. So it's not about, wow, that person's really lucky, but he knew the right people, you know, or what's happening outside the economy. It's what's happening inside of you, and you have control over that. That's the beauty.
I agree. I can't even tell you how much I agree with you. I mean, I've watched some online entrepreneurs, a couple of them, several of them actually for years, and what I've learned about these people is that they work their tails off. They work smart, they work hard, they've brought in teams, they're always thinking, they're always creative. They're not just sitting around, they didn't get lucky. And they weren't just in the right place at the right time and knew somebody. There may be some element of that, but that's not what made them successful, and people really need to understand that.
Well, when you get that internal alignment, that's when you see those things that look like luck or look like miracles. You know, Lauren and I meeting each other, you know, depending on your perspective, you know, I know we believe it was divine, you know, it was definitely meant to be. But whatever you look at, when you create momentum, when you start moving forward, you know, like Lauren was saying, keep moving, getting that momentum, that energy moving in the right direction. Take your energy and focus it towards what you want, and don't dwell on, you know, this didn't work and that person didn't hire me and whatever it is. Keep moving forward. Well, how do I fix that? How do I create a way to so that won't happen again? How do I reach the people who I really want? How do I find my ideal client? How do you define your ideal client? And moving forward, you create that momentum by getting your vision, by getting yourself aligned, and just taking it step by step by step. And the most amazing things begin to happen. When you create that momentum, you may be focused over here, you know, going out, doing this marketing or whatever you're doing, being on social media or getting your name out there or connecting with people, and you're creating that momentum, and all of a sudden from left field, this opportunity shows up. Now, I'm a firm believer that may look like, you know, it had nothing to do with what you were doing, but it absolutely did, because you're telling the universe, you're telling yourself, you're creating that energy that's moving towards what you want. And so things start to show up from just all over the place. When you get that momentum, you keep moving forward. So remember that you create that. And getting that, it's almost like a tidal wave. And then you see people who look like, wow, you know, they had this breakthrough, their business got, you know, went to a certain level, and now they have opportunities like crazy. It's because of that momentum that they created, and they maintain that focus, and now they're attracting from all different places.
So what I'm hearing you say is that your mindset is critically important in transforming and in attracting the life and the business model and the income that you desire and deserve. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. In my opinion, it is the key. You know, once you learn your how-tos, okay, so you want to be a particular type of healer or a particular type of coach, you know, you get your how-tos. You want to be a real estate investor. You have to understand how to do contracts, how to, you know, talk to people, what you're looking for, what the formula is. You get that down. But the problem is people keep focusing on that. They keep thinking the reason their business isn't working is they don't have enough how-tos. I need another form. I need another, you know, way of figuring out how to do it. That's not what you need. Now, every single business I've been in, and I've had my own businesses for 26 years, no matter what it is, all the big teachers that I've had, mentors, they always eventually bring in a mindset specialist because they know they can teach you how to do something. But if you won't get out of your fear and your comfort zone to do it, then what good is it to know? So it's not about getting more how-tos. It's about shifting your mindset and getting your focus, your vision, and the ability for you to really know what you want and then go forward towards it and then face your fears. It's about fear is only fear of feeling. You know, it's I'm afraid I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to feel pain. I'm going to feel embarrassed. I'm going to, you know, feel stupid. And feelings are our choice. We have the ability to choose the meaning of anything that happens to us. And so we can move forward and just say, okay, I'm up against this fear. You know, I'm afraid to ask or I'm afraid to go speak to this group because, you know, what if they don't like me or whatever. It's, you know, you can create that. You can pre-pave where you go. With the stronger your vision is, the more you get passionate about what you're doing and the more you can see yourself in that end result. You know, push yourself forward into that end result in your mind. Live there mentally. And then it begins to become manifest in the physical. That's manifestation. And you need to keep moving forward towards that goal.
So, ladies, why people tend to fit, I noticed, and I'm seeing people breaking out of this to a big degree, which I'm delighted to see, but some people tend to focus on lack rather than abundance, and I know we've been talking about attraction. So how can we create breakthroughs that change how we link and how we think and what we attract? Can you give me some, you know, steps, some how-tos, if you would?
I think the first thing to really look at is the people that you spend the most time with. And if you are spending time with people who are also focusing on the problems in the economy and there's not enough money and people losing jobs and losing their houses, and those are all realities, I'm not negating that. But if you really continue to stay in company with people that are focused on all that's not going well, that's going to affect how you show up and act in the world as well as in your business. On the other hand, if you put yourself around people who are growing their business and recognize that when it's a downturn in the economy is really the best time to create a strong foundation for getting started and marketing and getting out there because it will position you better once the economy turns around, that's a very different mindset. Therefore, what I would say is if you're really focused and exposing yourself to all the lack, you're going to respond in a way accordingly that continues to validate that perception. Whereas if you're ready to break out of it and put yourselves around people that are creating opportunities, that's going to affect your perception as well and bleed over into how you see things, and you will start operating differently. I believe that that's one of the reasons why mastermind groups, working with coaches, getting on programs that really focus about building growth moving forward are so important because it helps you to step out of how you currently look at things and open you up to new ideas and creating new opportunities for yourself. The other thing is to recognize that we all have beliefs, and these beliefs come from experiences in our life, the messages that we got from the most influential people in our lives, usually our parents, but not only our parents, and that we take them on as our own. And once we realize that maybe certain patterns come up in our lives, or maybe you get to a certain level of success and then you lose all your money again, or you go back to place of being unemployed once again, you can't hold on to it. It might be that there's a certain underlying belief that you have, and so you keep on having the sabotage or these cycles because of the fact that you're holding on to this subtle belief and you don't even realize really what's happening. And that's where the mindset comes in, is to begin to uncover things that up until now have been hidden from you and bring them to the surface so that you can then choose whether that particular perception continues to work for you or not. And if it doesn't work for you, you can create a new perception and reality based upon where you are now in your life and where you want to go. And then opportunities will begin to appear, which might have been there all along, but you just weren't able to see up until this point in time.
Excellent point. Nan, do you have anything to say?
One of the things I study the mind and the belief systems, like Lauren said, are very, very powerful. What I think that a lot of people don't understand is that what you believe is your truth, creates your reality. Your mind is the gateway to your reality because it's a problem-solving mechanism, and it's out there constantly trying to solve the problems that you bring to it. And that's where your focus comes in. So if you're focused on the lack, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money and everyone's losing jobs and the economy's crashing and this is a terrible thing, and that's what you're focusing on. Or if you just take and look at your day as 100%, what you think about throughout that day, that waking hours, how often are you thinking about what you want, about how great it will be when you get it, how relieved, how peaceful, how happy it is to have a fun, successful business, doing what you love, making the money you like, how often are you thinking about and fearful of what you don't have or if you're going to fail? That determines your reality. So the lack is multiplied, essentially, by you giving it focus. So because maybe you don't know differently, quite honestly, like Lauren said, we're wide open. We absorb what our truths and our belief is. And up until about age 7, we're in theta brainwave state. That's just totally downloadable. So most of us are walking around with a 2 or a 5 or a 7-year-old making our decisions because our subconscious mind has these beliefs in us that we were taught when we were children. They're not our beliefs. They're someone else's. And they're not our truth. But they're determining what we see and how we perceive things and how we react. So your mind is paying attention. And if you're spending more of your time complaining, more of your time blaming the economy or other people for the problems or the issues in your life, and you're afraid of money, you have this issue around money, then that is what your mind is going to say, okay, this is important to her, she wants more of that. And it's going to be out finding you more of that. So this sounds very abstract and little woo-woo, but it's actual scientific fact. If you study science now, if you study quantum physics, all of this stuff is truth because we affect the environment with our thoughts. Thoughts are things. Once we put that out there, it's a created thing, and it has a gravitational field, and it's drawing things to it. So if you want more happiness in your life, you need to think and be and feel more happy. If you want more money, if you want more clients, if you want more fulfilling business, you need to be focused on that. You need to define that for yourself. Most people don't even know what they want or how it would look or how it would feel. If you don't know it, how can anyone give it to you? It's like going to a restaurant and saying, I want a fabulous meal. And they have no idea what that means to you. Mm-hmm. And they bring you things, and they bring you things, and they bring you things. That's terrible. I don't like that. I don't like that, and I don't like that. What's wrong with you? That's what most people are doing. They're not defining what happiness is to them and what a fulfilling business or a fulfilling job is and how it would feel and how it would look. You've got to place your order with clarity and purpose. And then you have to look at your issues around money, which is my favorite topic. It's, we have the most messed up relationship with money. It's just a neutral thing. It's just energy. It's just a concept. But we go to war over it. It's the number one cause of divorce. It's one of the top causes of stress, which causes disease. You can't go around saying money's not important.
it is important. It's the way our society is built, and it's creating more stress for people than almost anything else right now. And that's affecting our relationships and our health and everything. So you've got to get in there and shift how you feel about it and if you feel worthy of attracting money. And one of the key things to understand is that we literally live in a field of abundance. There is no limit to anything. We see with the eyes of lack. We say, ooh, there's only a little bit of this and a little bit of that. If I want more, if I ask for more, if I work to get more money, then what about the starving people and what about the people who don't have? You know what? That's their choice. They have to go solve their inner problems. You can't do it for them. And you staying poor and miserable and struggling and working hard does not fix their problems. In fact, it adds to it. You stepping up and embracing the wealthy you, you stepping up and creating breakthroughs in your own issues around money and worthiness, create a profound change in the world. You role model this for people. Energetically, you've shifted the possibility. You literally give people permission. And then if you create wealth, you can do whatever you want with it. You know, you can fund cures for cancer. You can build hospitals. You can start charities. You can invent things. You can do whatever you want. But you've got to start within you. And when you shift that and you realize there's an abundance everywhere, you know, the universe does not take money away from someone else and give it to you. That's our perception, is there's this finite amount of abundance, and if I ask for more, then I'm being selfish and greedy, and then I'm taking away from other people. And of course, many people believe this and have a negative attitude towards people who are successful and wealthy, so it adds to that perception, but it's not at all truth. You know, I like to use the example of, you know, the universe doesn't go, I'm taking your money today because you haven't really been nice, and this really sweet lady down the road, she's been really sweet, so I'm going to give it to her today. It doesn't work that way. You know, it comes from your creation, from your intention, from your confidence. It comes through you, and you create value, and the universe responds. And so you have that ability to create more than enough abundance in your own life by accepting that there's more than enough for everyone.
You said something earlier, Nan, that caught my eye, and I made a note. I wanted to come back to it. You made a statement that I have heard before, and I've come across it before with other people, that people have, they're afraid of money. And I know to somebody listening, there might be a few people listening to this today or down the road, will say, what do you mean I'm afraid of money? I really wish you would go into that, because it is a big, big problem.
It is. It is. And that's exactly why, you know, this class that Lauren and I are doing is about creating breakthroughs in money, because everyone's out there right now saying, I need money, and I'm really in a desperate situation. A lot of people are. And some people maybe aren't in a desperate situation, but they want to increase, or they want to go back to where they were before a few years ago. And so we have to look at that, because our, what I call our relationship with money is, you know, it's based on a lot of different things, but a lot of it is from when we were children and how we were raised around it. So if you heard, you know, you have to work hard, this is the way I was raised, you have to work very, very hard, you need to struggle and suffer, and you just keep doing that. And as long as you're doing that, you're a good person and things will work out. And so we have a lot of people out there struggling and working hard and not getting results and thinking, well, I don't get it. But, yeah, we are afraid of money because we have several different perceptions around money. We're confused. Part of us is like, I need it and I want it. And, of course, when I have it, I'll tell you what the number one thing my coaching clients say when we go through and we say, well, if you could have everything the way you want, you know, how would that feel? What would it do for you? It's freedom. Everybody says, if I had the money, I'd feel free. And so that freedom is a feeling within you that you don't need the money for, and you can start feeling now and the money will come. But the freedom comes from, well, number one limiting belief, I'm not good enough. The next problem we have is, well, if I'm not good enough, then why would I deserve to have a lot of money, have a lot of clients, have people love what I do? The next issue is a spiritual issue. Most of us, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands even of years of this issue going on, that it's not spiritual, that you can't be close to God if you're rich. If you want money, that's not, you know, it's like this whole meek shall inherit the earth type of thing. This is completely false. every single thing that exists on the planet is spiritual. It all comes from the same place. It all comes from the same energy. Everything is created from that. So everything is, and we are meant to be divinely abundant. It's our perception of who we are. We really do have that fear that you're going to look greedy, that you're going to lose your values, that you're going to lose your family. This is another massive belief out there, that if you become successful and you make a lot of money, that your friends and your family won't love you anymore. That it's a family tradition to struggle and to stay poor. And who am I to go outside of that? I had a client, we were working on her issues around getting a job. And when we tracked into her family, she all of a sudden went, oh, they had one person in the extended family, like a cousin, who had become successful. The rest of them were, you know, fairly average and basically really, you know, talked mostly about lack. And everybody in the family talked bad about that one person who'd become successful. So she could see that. And, she, you know, internally she didn't want to be outcast from her family and talked about behind her back and perceived as greedy or whatever. She thinks she's better than us. So there's all these fears around money and wealth. And yet what everyone wants is to have that freedom, to have that freedom to be who we are and to attract that wealth. So changing your relationship with money is profoundly important. And I see it when people shift that and find that inner peace, it creates shift in every area of their life. It changes their relationships. It changes the way they feel about themselves. It changes everything.
Right. Thank you. I think that's very, very helpful, because I have seen a lot of the same things that you're talking about. I've actually seen it in my husband's family. When my husband became quite successful, he actually, the shame of this is his family just got very negative, and I hated to see it, but we also didn't tolerate it. So needless to say, we don't have a whole lot to do with them, which is a shame, but it's their perception, and we will live our lives the way we want to.
Yeah. Well, Lauren said something earlier, you know, look at the people you spend most of your time with, and it's not about judging your friends or leaving them behind. But it is about realizing that you do need to surround yourself with supportive people who are like-minded and who believe in and have passion for the same things that you do. And it's very challenging. I was married for 25 years to a man who had a lot of money issues. We all have them. I have them too. But he had ones that were completely different than me, and his were focused on lack, and his were focused on fear. And it was very difficult because we didn't believe in the same things. He was not entrepreneurial. He liked job security, which is fine. Everybody needs to understand that about themselves. But for us, we didn't see money the same. We couldn't get on the same page around it. And he had a hard time receiving. And it's very challenging to be around someone like that when you're trying to grow and expand your mind and understand what's possible and grow a business and envision things that you've never experienced and move to a new level. You've got to at least, like Lauren said, get a coach, a mastermind group, get in a course, get in something where you can be around people with like minds so that you don't think that you're the oddball out and feel that fear.
Ladies, where can people find you on the web?
We can be found at mindsetformarketingsuccess.com/wealth. So once again, it's mindsetformarketingsuccess.com/wealth. And that if you go there, we have everything about our program. And Denise, we also have a $100 pre-sale price that's good only through today. Plus, we have another $50 off the program for your listeners only. If they put in the code WEALTH, they will get an additional $50 off the price of the 5-week program. And, Nan, I know that you probably want to add to that.
Well, we did a preview call. It's a 90-minute call, and it's there up there. You can get that for free if you want to hear more about Lauren and I talk more specifics. We also each go through doing a process, so you get a chance to see. It's going to be a very experiential program. We want people to get breakthroughs right there in each and every class. So Lauren does an EFT process with the emotional freedom technique, and I do a guided imagery process around attracting clients. So you get a sample of who we are and how we work. And so go ahead and listen to that. Let us know if you have any questions. You can find me at createyourownrealitynow.com. We're definitely here to answer any questions. I've been getting a lot of questions on this class because a lot of people are in that place where they want to start a business or they want to quit their job. They realize that job does not any longer equate to security the way that we have thought in the past. And so, you know, definitely let us know how we can help you. And, you know, if this resonates with you at all, we're definitely here for you. And we're going to be able to answer your questions for each class as well. And not only are we going to give you these breakthroughs in the class, we're going to give you resources around growing your business, marketing your business. We're going to give you the mindsets that you want to shift. So it's very resource and tool and you know, rich, as well as getting those breakthroughs. So it's all about you. It's about what can we do for you? How can we take you to the next level? How can we help you clarify your vision? And it's powerful for everybody, like I said, to get into a group of people and get around people who see that vision for you. Because I see everyone as beautiful and talented and divinely wealthy and absolutely worthy. And I want to give that to you so you can begin to embrace it, because the world needs you. The world needs every single person out there has a unique talent that no one else can do. Everybody resonates with a different person. So there's millions of coaches, but if you really have a passion to be a coach, you not only need to step up and do that, but you also have to define yourself so you stand out and you can reach your ideal client and learn how to niche yourself. And that's the next key that we're going to help people, give them tips on, is, you know, how do you do that? There was a woman recently that's just fascinated me because she was a coach and she was, you know, like many coaches, you know, doing okay, getting a few clients here, a few clients there, nothing consistent. Very, very passionate about what she did, fitness coach. And what the most wonderful thing I've ever seen was that she literally transformed her business into sort of struggling into getting, I mean, just groups of 20 and 30 people at a time together and having a waiting list, because we defined, you know, she began to define who she was more. And by doing that, going into where her biggest challenges were in her life and what was she proud of? What were moments in her life that she pulled courage up and she came through pain and struggle and came out the other side and felt stronger? And it was her divorce. And so when she realized, wow, you know, I'm proud of that, and that was when my strength and my passion came out, married that to the niche of being fitness and started targeting women going through divorces who want to change their lives, get their body back, get their energy back, suddenly she stood out from the crowd and people were just coming to her in droves because she specified who she was and what her particular talent and passion was, and it made her easier to find and much more attractive. So there's a lot of really fascinating ways to attract clients that are not traditional, and it's fun to see people have those successes, and that's what we want. We want people to get breakthroughs.
Great. Listen, I'm going to ask Lauren, I'm going to kind of toss her in here. We have some really active chats going on in the chat room. It's pretty interesting in there. Lauren, do you have anything that you want to respond to? I know you've been typing back and forth, but is there anything in here that you would like to chat about?
Sure. First of all, I've been having a great time in your chat room, so thank you for that.
It's a busy chat room today, I'm telling you.
You know what, and it's great. It's so much fun being able to really just immediately respond and interact with everybody that's on there. So you have a great forum going. But what I would really like to say is that so often we are focused on trying to get away from a problem, trying to be problem-focused, and that energetically it's really, really draining, and making progress is sometimes slow and difficult when you have that focus. But what I love to do more than anything is to really help people work towards solutions of going with the flow and moving forward, and the end result might be exactly the same, but energetically it's very, very different experience. And what I have seen with people is that because we have these certain ways of looking at things, we were talking about perceptions in the chat room, they will then affect whether you try to get away from something or moving forward towards something. But a lot of times our stuff gets in the way. And so if you have these beliefs about deserving or that you can't be any better than your spouse or someone else in your family, or you maybe were told that you're never going to be a success, we many times take those things to heart almost to a cellular level. But to recognize that people are so fluid, and that once you get to a point where what you've been doing up until this point in time doesn't work for you anymore, then you create the opportunity to be open to things you've never would have seen or considered before, and that's when change is possible, and you're able to then be ready to take that no-excuses approach and really embrace that opportunity that you're creating for yourself and really move forward and have some successes that you never even dreamed possible up until this point in time. And that's part of what Nan and I are really devoted to helping you move towards, are those transformations to just have more success and more wealth, but it doesn't have to be difficult.
Excellent. So is there anything that we missed here? I know it's very, very important that people really go inside their mind, take a look at what they really want, and kind of throw out the trash, so to speak. Throw out the fears. First of all, identify their fears. Then move away, around, over, under, blow them up, whatever it takes. And then just really work to their strength and their passion. So am I missing anything? I mean, that's really what you're saying, is that people really need to just get inside their own head and understand that their power comes from within and not from without.
Denise, one thing that I would like to add to that is that there's opportunities for change all the time. We always have them, and there are abundant things. And one of the things for your listeners to really think about is, how do you usually make a choice when the opportunity is there? Do you put it off too long? Do you wait too long? And then by the time you decide that maybe you want to do it, it's really gone away or it's way too late. And so once again, it keeps you in that old stuck place. Or do you maybe see an opportunity for someone in your family, and when it's for someone else, you will make it happen no matter what. You'll always find the money, the time, and the ability to support that other person. But when it comes to you, your needs, your personal growth gets put on a back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is about taking that opportunity that's right in front of you right now and showing up in a really, really different way. And when you start to say yes to you, you're actually in a much better place to support the people you truly care about and be there for them as well, but in a healthier, in a much healthier way.
That is a great point. And I think most people do this, but I think women in particular are really bad about it. We're always so busy taking care of other people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just we're nurturing, or, you know, allegedly we're nurturers by nature. But I do find that most of the women I know will always give to other people before they give to themselves.
And VA, I'm sorry, go ahead, Denise.
No, that was Nan, I think.
I was just going to say VAs, coaches, people in the helping, support, transformation community, we're mainly all wired to be like that to a degree. But the thing is that you don't have to stay that way. The change is possible. And Nan, I know that you wanted to add something to that.
Well, what I was going to say is that, you know, take that, you know, that natural tendency. Now, you know, we're encouraging you to put yourself first because it's extremely powerful. It's a difficult transition. I know it was for me because I was taught to put everyone else first, give, you know, don't be greedy, don't think of myself, don't even love myself. So getting to the point where I was like, I have to take care of myself, but you really have more to give. And when you, you know, cut yourself, you know, loose from those opinions of others and you start focusing within on who you are, you become more effective. You become stronger, more energetic, more focused, more clear, more powerful in what you do. But in the meantime, while you're making that transition, why not take this, you know, tendency to put other people first and use it to your advantage to motivate you? Because if you don't step up and start offering, everybody listening has some part of them that knows
you know, that they have a message, that they have something they really want to do. I really want to help people. And when you are not stepping up and doing that, then there's all these people out there that need you, that you are not helping. You are literally, by not taking care of yourself and stepping into your power and creating your business with success and being there for these clients, you're taking away from them. So if you shift it and you start to look at it from that perspective, it can help you. You know, there literally are people waiting for you. And they need whatever it is you have. And so, you know what? Take the strength within yourself that, you know, we're all able to do this for our kids and for people our love. We go longer. We handle more stress. We'll go through hell and high water, you know, to do that. Because you, when you hold yourself back, it keeps your potential clients stuck in their problems as well. So, you know, use that as a mindset to help you. To realize that when you step into your power, you're making a difference. And that means maybe it sounds like putting yourself first, but you're there to help people, regardless of what your business is. I mean, even if you're not in a directly, you know, if you're selling books, say, for example, you know, you still have a message that you need to get out. And if you sit at home and wait for someone to come and find you, rather than stepping out there, letting yourself be seen, bringing your message forward, then, you know, you're cheating people out of the opportunity to be inspired and moved and touched and changed by what you have to do and say.
That's very eloquent. Actually, years ago, I decided that I was not going to just take care of everybody else all the time, because that is what we do. And I created and cultivated a choice called healthy selfishness, meaning that
That's
you're
great.
Right. I have to take care of myself, but if I'm going to take care of other people, I can't be unhealthy. Mm-hmm. I can't be miserable. I can't be emotionally, you know, distant. I have to take care of myself. And when I'm happy and I'm glowing with, you know, good health and happiness and joy and just the sheer happiness of what I do every day, that affects tons of other people. It's called healthy selfishness. There's nothing wrong with it. It's really the only way you can live your life as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. And Denise, one of the things that I've known about you is you've always had really clear, healthy boundaries how you work with your clients, how you conduct your business, how you are in relationships, and it really puts you as a role model for other VAs in the industry.
Oh, thank you so much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yeah.
Listen, we have some people in the chat room. We have a couple. Do you have a minute that we can – not the chat room, I'm sorry. On the switchboard. I got flustered. That was so sweet. Can we bring in a couple of people and let's chat with them?
That would be
sure.
great.
Okay, sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't. Let's see what we've got here. So this is Denise Griffiths, and I'm here with Lauren Fogelman and – Nana Kasha, am I saying that right, Nan?
Yes.
Okay. We say things differently in the South. I always have to kind of check. So do you have a question for either one of these ladies? Hello? See, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Is there anybody on the line with us?
Hi, this is Judy, the journaling genius. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Judy.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Great conversation. I'm not sure if I have a specific question, except the whole, because I also work, I'm an NLP trained coach as well, and I work with people on money issues. I actually use the Laura Langmire Millionaire Maker game, and we play the game for their money stuff to come up. The challenge I find with people is that, and I went through this myself, is not even knowing. I use the analogy that when you were little, you know, you weren't allowed to cross the street without holding someone's hand, and you kind of know today that obviously you can't get anywhere if you hold on to that belief. It's digging in and finding out where those things are. So what kind of techniques do you use to have people find out what their money beliefs are?
This is Lauren. And for me, since I've been a therapist since 1985, I can help people to identify their core issues pretty quickly, usually within minutes. And it doesn't have to be face-to-face. The majority of my clients are by phone. And then once I identify the core issue, then I use the emotional freedom techniques in a way that I've created my own formula around it to help clear those energy blocks you have about the belief. And then we use reframes, as you know, with NLP, of turning a negative into a positive.
Great. That sounds great. And I guess I'm sure that's very effective.
I'm results-oriented, and I tend to be able to break those beliefs extremely quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm a hypnotherapist, so I use hypnotherapy. I have a belief clearing system that accesses 100% of your mind, and I'm trained in over 16 different healing modalities. So I draw on a lot of things, but really going inside and finding that disconnect between what you're saying you want, what you're working towards, and where your beliefs are, and then reconnecting that and getting people clear on that, and then giving them a completely new feeling and relationship with money. Personifying money is a very powerful technique, turning how you feel about money and how you treat it into a person, and then seeing if I treated a person the way I'm treating money, saying it doesn't matter, or you use it, you want it when you want it, but you're embarrassed about it when you don't want people to know you have a lot of it. If you treated someone like that, they wouldn't go on to be around you, and that's a powerful attraction energy. So identifying that and getting people very clear on that, and then creating what I call a money muse, creating a positive persona of money as an ally, as a reliable person, as a tool and a resource that's there to support you and help you. That's one of the very powerful techniques as well.
I love that idea of creating a money as a person, like it's like a relationship. That's brilliant. I'm gonna lovingly lift that.
Yeah, absolutely. I highly recommend it because people can definitely understand having a relationship with another person. But when it comes to, you know, abstract things, but if you think about it, people have a relationship with their car. If you love your car, you know, my ex-husband loved his car, you know. We have certain jewelry, certain clothes we love more than others. And that's having a relationship, so to speak. And then our relationship with money is filled with emotion and false beliefs and fears. And so it's a fascinating thing. And when people, we take what their current attitude and feeling, which is usually anger, feeling completely out of control, not being able to trust that money will be there, that it's abundant, that it's consistent, and you turn that into a person. My clients have come up with everything from, you know, a wife beater, you know, or a biker, you know, or mine actually was that suave, handsome man that woos you, and he's there, and he pours gifts all over you, and then suddenly you turn around and he's off with someone else. And that was my perception of money, you know, because it would just come into my life in droves and just shower me with massive abundance for years and years, and then something would happen, it would all go away. And so it was this relation. Then it would come back, and, oh, I'm sorry, baby, I love you, you know. And so it's fun, and it's very powerful, and it's very tangible because people can really, you know, really feel it and really get it into it. And then you create that positive one. So one of my favorite ones was a man who was very, very talented at his business, but he made it very difficult for people to pay him. He'd be like, well, I'll tell you later, and I'll give you the amount later. And he kept really avoiding allowing money into his life. And when we got to the core of it, he had fears around, and this is fairly common, I found out later, around paying the government taxes, you know, around, well, if I make a lot of money, people will want it from me, people will come after me, people will use me, I won't know if they want me. And so his perception of money was a KGB sniper that was constantly out for him. And he was afraid of it. He was literally afraid to touch it, to have it, to be around it, because it was going to get him. And when we shifted that and he created his money muse, his positive relationship with money, it was this big, burly bouncer guy who was really just a sweet guy at heart, but was protected him. And suddenly he felt protected by money, that it took care of him and it helped him and it watched out for him. And he immediately changed how he did business, set up ways for clients to pay, started to ask to be paid in advance, and it completely shifted everything. So it's a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah, I do a keynote called Selling is Not a Dirty Word, and I was doing it, you know, last week, and it was shocking me. I asked people what their definition of selling is, and nobody in the entire group had said anything about in exchange for money. It was like providing this, but it was not, you know, whether it was product or services, but and they were all aghast when I pointed that out.
Yeah, and that's part of the, you know, the not being worthy, the feeling like we're not good enough, we don't deserve. And yet, you know, the problem is we're all wired to give, and that's we're out of balance. And so it doesn't work. You have to have an exchange because you go away feeling when you don't charge enough or you don't charge at all, you go away feeling icky. You go away feeling used. You don't feel valued. And frequently the people who came to you don't go away getting the value they could have if you had valued what you do higher. And so, again, you're back to that self-worth or wealth esteem that I call it, you know, seeing yourself as providing value and deserving. You know, some of the mindsets that, you know, are powerful to install are, you know, not only I deserve to be well paid for the value that I give, but how about shifting it around and saying, they deserve to have me as a coach. They deserve, you know, to be able to get the breakthroughs that I provide. And I know I provide that value. So when you see people who are able to charge very good rates for what they do, you know that they've reached that point inside of themselves where they're not selling. They're simply powerfully believing in who they are and what they provide to the point where they have no question whatsoever that they give value and that actually they give more than the money ever compensates for. So giving more is absolutely powerful, but allowing that person to give back to you, because that exchange of energy is very, very important psychologically, energetically, on every level.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, listen, ladies, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Nan, for your time with me here today. You've given us some really great information, and I always love chatting with Lauren, and now I've got to meet Nan, so this is fabulous.
Oh,
so thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Oh, you're welcome. And best of luck with your program. It sounds like it's a very needed program. A lot of people should at the very least, take a look at it. So thank you, everybody, for being here. And the show will be available for download in about an hour. And this is Denise Griffiths, Lauren Fogelman, and Nana Kasha wishing you a wonderful weekend. And I will see you next weekend. Thank you, ladies.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.